This episode is sponsored in part by Launch Darkly. Take a look at what it takes to get your code into production. I'm going to just guess that it's awful because it's always awful. No one loves their deployment process. What if launching new features didn't require you to do a full-on code and possibly infrastructure deploy? What if you could test on a small subset of users and then roll it back immediately if results aren't what you expect? Launch Darkly does exactly this. To learn more, visit launchdarkly.com and tell them Corey sent you and watch for the wince.
Good morning, and I start with sad tidings. I regret to inform you that I was forced to murder my business partner, Mike Julian, last week after he sent me the most infernal of all gifts, a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle of the Cloud Native Computing Foundation's Cloud Native Landscape. Yes, that's right, the Cloud Native Computing Foundation, whose motto is Uber for Kubernetes. I say he would be missed, except that he absolutely will not be after a stunt like that. Now let's see what happened last week in the wide world of AWS. Amazon Chime SDK now supports live transcription with automatic language identification. Digging into this, by which I mean I read the post, it's an integration with Amazon Transcribe rather than an under-the-hood native capability. However, they don't make customers wire it up themselves. An oversight for which some poor product manager will no doubt be demoted for being insufficiently Amazonian. Amazon Route 53 launches geolocation and latency-based routing for private DNS. Your non-public databases can now be as performant as your public ones. Amazon Route 53 Resolver DNS firewall significantly reduces service cost. A combination price reduction and internal architecture change. Note also that the headline isn't an update on Amazon Route 53 DNS firewall pricing, because it is in fact a price reduction for everyone, and also because they're not Google Cloud, who this past week made an update to their pricing, which is scaring the living hell out of customers near and far. More to come on that later this week. AWS announces AWS Billing Conductor. At long last, slapping artificial markups on the cost of cloud services now comes to customers instead of being purely the domain of the AWS Managed NAT Gateway pricing team. Announcing AWS App Config Feature Flags General Availability. Whoa. Slow down there a second and back up. The initial launch blog post for App Config explicitly mentioned feature flagging as an example use case for App Config itself. I, like Pepperidge Farm, remember this. So what's this feature? Super feature flagging? Oh, and while you're answering that, can you also tell me how this service differs from CloudWatch Evidently, a different AWS feature flagging offering? No, you can't use the honest answer of a manager at a different org was angling for a promotion. Because if you can't explain it to me, good luck explaining it to your customers. Of which, I point out, I am one. AWS Chatbot announces support for management of AWS resources from Slack. General availability. ClickOps will not stand for its territory being ceded to ChatOps. AWS Cost Anomaly Detection supports integration with AWS Chatbot. I promise you, if I were to sit the anonymous author of this post's unfortunate wording in front of a live stream and told them to, quote, simply configure an Amazon SNS topic, I'm rather confident that they would never use the term simply in this context for the rest of their life. The Amazon Lambda console now supports the option to share test events between developers. Sounds super simple, right? Ha, fooled you again. This is a feature that touches AWS Lambda, so of course it's finicky, complicated, and includes phrasing like Lambda saves shareable test events as schemas in an Amazon EventBridge CloudWatch event schema registry named Lambda-TestEvent-Schemas. Good luck.
This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Chaos Search. You could run Elasticsearch or Elastic Cloud or OpenSearch, as they're calling it now, or a self-hosted Elk Stack. But why? Chaos Search gives you the same API you've come to know and tolerate, along with unlimited data retention and no data movement. Just throw your data into S3 and proceed from there as you would expect. This is great for IT operations folks, for app performance monitoring, cybersecurity. If you're using Elasticsearch, consider not running Elasticsearch. They're also available now in the AWS Marketplace if you'd prefer not to go direct and have half of whatever you pay them count toward your EDP commitment. Discover what companies like Equifax, Armor Security, and Blackboard already have. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io and tell them I sent you just so you can see them facepalm yet again. Capgemini simplifies the letter of credit process with Amazon Managed Blockchain. I tried, listener. I really did. I wanted to believe that this was an actual real-world use case for blockchain, but alas, it's a reference architecture, which translates to, we would not actually deploy this to a customer site unless under duress, as we at Capgemini are not complete clowns and strive to deliver solutions to our clients that aren't completely bonkers. Build a cost-effective extension to your Elasticsearch cluster with Amazon OpenSearch Service. Their trademark lawsuit settled, AWS is back to its usual position of attempting to validate the living shit out of Elastic's market for them. Migrate your Amazon Redshift cluster to another AWS region, and sure enough, this is roughly as complicated as migrating your Redshift cluster to a different cloud provider. Archive data from Amazon DynamoDB to Amazon S3 using TTL and Amazon Kinesis integration. Now, maybe I misunderstand something key, but this does legitimately feel dangerous to me. An outage or disruption in the Kinesis data streams connector or the stream itself, and suddenly instead of being archived, that data will end up being lost. No? Am I missing something? Please tell me. Prepare for faster disaster recovery. Deploy an Amazon Aurora global database with Terraform. Okay, is the implication of this headline that you're going to have to exercise your DR plan a lot faster than you thought if you use Aurora Global Databases with Terraform, or what here? I get that service naming is hard, but blog post headlines are a bit easier. Maybe try? Automate email responses using Amazon Comprehend custom classification and entity detection. The architecture diagram contained herein is the most hilarious overcomplication of an email autoresponder I believe I've ever seen. And finally, unravel the knowledge in Slack workspaces with intelligent search using the Amazon Kendra Slack connector. And I would honestly love to use this, except that Kendra's least expensive option is several times my entire existing monthly AWS bill. So it's clearly not for customers like me. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Thank you, as always, for listening.
Stay humble.